Hello?
Yes, hi, it's Nathalie with Family First.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, good. Thank you. So basically, I received the PCP form from the telehealth doctor and I sent it into the broker. So that step is completed, just for you to know. And I'm just trying to confirm if the patient had today the Maximus appointments. Do you know
The
about it today?
what appointment?
The first assessment with the broker, like they're coming down to the house to assess the financial eligibility.
So they didn't do that yet. I don't think so. Another company came to do it, but I haven't heard from them since.
What company?
I forget, but they kind of gave us the same case number.
Like the aging agency?
Yeah.
From the county, or was it like a private home care company like us?
I'm not sure, but I haven't heard from them since. But I don't know if their assessment counts for the same thing that I don't, you know. But if we need to schedule another one, we can.
So I'm trying to call the patient. The patient did not pick up. I'll try again maybe tomorrow. I'm just trying to confirm
Who
the status.
my mom?
The patient is your father, right? Or your mother?
My mom, Luz Raquel,
Luz.
Luz. Yeah, that's
Luz
my mom.
Raquel. Yeah, okay. So I'm trying to call her. I have a number over here for her.
Yeah, not reaching her won't do a lot, to be honest with you. She doesn't know too much of what's going on. You know, she's going through dementia, you know?
I got it.
Yes,
So the
so she
question how
does
we can
it.
find out if she, do you know if she had the assessments with the state already? You're not sure about it. Like
For
if she
what? For
had the
dementia?
assessment, no, for the home care services.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say that we should start that process all over. Yeah, we should probably, yeah, we should do that. We should set that up.
Okay, so the question is how you would like to set it up with the broker. So I thought it's already scheduled, but it looks like it's not scheduled with the broker. So the thing is that the broker, you can speak with the broker on behalf of your mother, but they need you to be like an authorized representative. So if you bring up your mother like one time, like the first call that you have with them, and that you will be the authorized representative, then you should be able to speak with them without your mother.
Yeah, we did that. Yep, we did that.
So you called already the broker?
We had a meeting scheduled, and I think they were trying to call us to let us know that they were there. We weren't getting them. They called my sister. Something happened. We weren't able to go through with it.
Oh, so when was that? Like a long time ago?
I think it was Wednesday. This Wednesday just passed. Yesterday, maybe. But I don't know. I don't know who I'm talking to all the time. You know, because I'm getting a lot of phone calls from a lot of people, so I don't know who I'm talking to all the time.
So I understand.
So I
So
don't
my
know.
name is Nathalie with Family First. So you call us in to help you with the process. So that's what I'm trying to do. So do you want to call the broker right now, like to find out where the case is up to, and if we need to reschedule it? Or
Sure.
time for that? Okay. So
Yeah.
let's. I'll give them a call up. Just one second.
All right.
For calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. To complete the application online, go to compass.dhs.pa.gov. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert. We will contact you to start the other parts of your application. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, press 2. If you would like, please enter your case number followed by the pound sign. You can find your case number in the upper right-hand corner of letters from the PAIEB. If you do not have your case number and need help from a representative to get it, press 1. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Nikisha. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
So, my name is Naftali with Family First Care. I have here an authorized representative of a patient. They would like to find out if the patient had a maximum appointment or they have to reschedule it. So, it's the son of the patient.
May I have your first and last name, please, with the spelling?
My first name is Naftali, M as Nancy, A, F as Father, P as Tom, A, L, I. My last name is Winkler.
And you're calling in from where, sir?
From Family First Care.
Thank you. May I have the phone number where you're calling in from?
My phone number is 267-551-7445.
Thank you. You can go ahead and connect the applicant.
Yes, so he's on the line, actually.
All right. And may I have the applicant's first and last name, please, with the spelling?
Would it be my mom's or would it be mine?
Your mom.
We can start with yours first, sir. We can start
okay.
with yours first, please.
Okay. Mine is J-A-T as in tomorrow, M as in Nancy, I-E-L, so it'd be Jatniel. Last name Cirillo, C-I-R-I-L-O.
I'm sorry, C-I-R-I-L-O for the last name?
Yeah. C as in cat, I-R-I-L-O.
Thank you. And may I have the applicant's first and last name, please, with the spelling?
Yeah, hers would be L. U, Z as in zebra, Luz. Middle initial would be R, Raquel, Cirillo. Same last name as mine, C-I-R-I-L-O.
Thank you. I may have the phone number where you're calling in from, please.
Yeah, 717-333-6813.
Thank you. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else today?
I'm calling for her.
Thank you. And are you calling for the first time to check the status of an existing case?
I thought we had something scheduled yesterday, but I'm not sure.
All right. Thank you so much. And before we can proceed, I need to collect everyone's name in relationship to the applicant. Is it okay to speak about your personal case information with Mr. Winkler from Family First Care, the third party on the line with us today?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission. May I have the date of birth of the applicant, please?
10-1-1948.
Thank you. Can you confirm the address for me, please?
Yeah, it's 453 South Lime Street, apartment 306 now.
And can you verify your address for me, please?
I live with her, yeah, 543 off Lime Street. Or 453. 453, I'm sorry.
And city, state, and zip code, please.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 17602.
Thank you. And you're calling to check and see if there was an appointment scheduled for tomorrow. Is that correct?
No. I didn't know if there was a appointment scheduled yesterday, or if we missed one, or if we can schedule one.
I'll be more than happy to check the status of the application, sir. May I place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Thank you. One moment, please. Thank you so much for being so patient and holding for me. So an appointment does not need to be scheduled at this time. The application failure to provide the documents to the county assistance office, you would have to comply with the county assistance office so they can go ahead and make their financial determination. So they are requesting documentation, and I can provide you with the documents that they are still requesting. And reference
okay.
to move forward. Okay.
Okay, and when I get that documentation, because I believe I have half of it, but
okay.
I don't know what to do, and I don't know who to take it to, or I don't know.
I can help.
I can let
you
know.
I
can help.
Okay, go ahead, Matt.
I can assist and let you know, because they did, it looks like they sent out a letter to the 453 on... That was sent out on March 2nd of 2026. So you would send it to Lancaster County Assistance Office, and they're at 832 Manor Street.
Okay. Can I physically take it over there?
Yes. You can go down to the Lancaster County Assistance Office, and I would just advise just go ahead and assist and take them what you have. And then I can let you know what other documentations that they're requesting. If you don't have that information, I can provide you with that now, if you'd like me to do so.
Okay, because I know, like, two of the things she doesn't have, like, life insurance, and they're asking
okay.
for documents for them. It doesn't apply, you know?
So what she would need to do is write a hardship letter stating the things that do not apply. Okay.
Okay.
And provide that to the Lancaster County Assistance Office. So
okay.
if any of the things that they are requesting does not apply, you would want to write a hardship letter to the county to let them know that she does not have these things that they're requesting at this time.
Okay.
All
right.
Did you
All
want
right.
me to
and
go
do
over
I...
the information that they're requesting? And also I can provide you with the their number as well, if you'd like to reach out to them by phone.
Yes.
Please. Okay, because I am kind of close to them, like distance-wise,
okay.
So I can stop over at that office. I wanted to know if we have a deadline. Because last time they said we had a deadline, and I wasn't aware. This is all so new to me, and I'm trying to figure it all out.
So they said the information... So they did give you a due date. It said the information was not received by the due date on February the 18th of 2026. But you would have to reach out to them because they just mailed this out to you. The mailing date was on March the 2nd of 2026. So it, one moment.
Okay.
So there may be an additional date, but you would have to reach out to the county. They would have to provide you with that information.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Like,
yeah, I'll stop
number?
Down at that office. I'm gonna stop at the office because I want to make
all
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I do understand. Well, thank you for speaking with me today. If you do have any questions about your application, please contact our call center at 877-550-4227. Do you have any other questions?
No questions. Thank you.
You're welcome. Would you like to participate in a short customer satisfaction survey?
I don't have time right now. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you very much. Okay, so if you can stop by, to find out what's missing and, just to give them, usually once the reconsideration date is, like, finished, they request a new, it's called a reassessment of the broker, but it doesn't look like they requested it because he says that they sent a letter that they're missing. So it looks to me that they're still reviewing the application. So, once you have everything, you can give it to them. You can send it to me. I'll send it to them. And also I'll email them to see, if they can give me an update of what's missing. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Any updates, you can let me know. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks.